Good morning. It's Regina here. I'm in South Carolina in the United States, and I'm honored to be with you today. Let's begin by looking at love and prayer. 1 Peter 4:7 through 8 says, "Be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other." Earnest prayer and fervent love are closely linked. If we pray only for ourselves, we will not find it easy to be in the right attitude toward God. But when our hearts are filled with love for others, we will continue to pray for them, even for those with whom we do not agree. Prayer holds an important place in the life of love. They are inseparably connected. If you want your love to increase, forget yourself and pray for God's children. If you want to increase in prayerfulness, spend time loving those around you, helping to bear their burdens. There is a great need for earnest, powerful intercessors. God desires His children to present themselves each day before the throne of grace to pray down the power of the Spirit upon all believers. Unity is strength. Spiritual unity will help us to live unselfishly and wholly for God and others. Let us apply Peter's words to our lives, earnest in prayer, showing deep love for each other. As we meditate on love to those around us, we will be drawn into fellowship with God. This will come not by reading or thinking, but by spending time with the Father and with the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Love leads to prayer. To believing prayer is given the love of God. Again, I say, love leads to prayer. To believing prayer is given the love of God. Father, I just thank you for allowing me to bring this short message this morning, and I pray that it has spoken to someone's heart. I pray that it draws them closer to you. It helps them to love their fellow brother and sisters in Christ more. And Father, I pray that it helps them love even those that seek to come against them. May they pray blessings upon their enemies so that they may be blessed, as your word tells us, Father. I just thank you for each one who listens to this. And I pray that as they are blessed through what they hear here at Partakers Wow, that they will share this sight with others and help to gain more in your kingdom through this ministry and ministries like it. I thank you for the possibility of me connecting with Partakers Wow, and I just thank you for the visions that you've given Brother Dave. I lift him up and I thank him for his willingness to do your work. I pray now that each person has a very blessed Monday, and they have a very blessed week, and that your favor and your blessings rest upon them. And Father, we bless you because you are our God, you are our instructor, and you carry us through everything that we must face. You give us direction, you give us light when there's darkness, and for this we thank you humbly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.co.uk, where every day there is something new to encourage your walk as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Bye for now.